Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of God. your arms pulled me to the light above there. Your voice spoke the words that broke my heart then. Your eyes burned with holy passion, fire and love.
No evil,
no evil.
No. chased me out of your presence. But your word tells me that you have enlarged my footsteps, that my feet may not slip. And because of that, I know that according to Psalms 23, I can speak back to the enemy and say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Blessed be our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is an impromptu prayer service this afternoon in the name of Jesus, and I'm opening it up to, it's open up to family and to friends, because the Lord had been speaking to me, but I did not have a past tense this morning to give that word, what the Lord was speaking, and I believe this word is for everyone. Hallelujah. If you will receive it, it is yours in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Almighty God, we bless you and we thank you, O God. We give you glory. We give you honor. Almighty God, you are worthy to be praised. In your presence, O God, there is fullness of joy. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence in our midst, and we welcome you, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, we ask you to take preeminence this afternoon in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, let the word of God come forth in your power and in your anointing. Let it not be me, but let it be Christ who lives inside of me, all of you, Jesus, and none of me. And so, Father, we pray that you will touch each and every heart, oh God, that's listening, and in the name of Jesus, Lord, that I pray that they will pay attention to what thus says the Lord in the name of Jesus. It is all up to your children, oh God. But all I am is a messenger in the name of Jesus. So we just want to bless you and thank you and honor you, O God. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We've been doing this the 23rd Psalm for a couple of weeks. And now what I want you to do is now to turn to Psalm 27. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host encamp against me, my heart, though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. But in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in the tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Yea, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. When I said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. That has been my help. Leave me neither forsake me, O God, of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over under the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me. And such as breath or cruelty, I had fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen the heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. This morning, the Lord was talking about verse 4, which is, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord to behold the beauty of the Lord. Choir in his temple. Hallelujah. Beholding the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Hallelujah. When you look at the word behold, it's about 1,500 times in the Bible. And the word behold means to see. The word behold means to look. The word behold means to open your eyes. Hallelujah. Open your eyes. Pay attention. Hallelujah. Open your eyes and pay attention, because God wants us to be very sensitive during this time season. And you do not want to miss this time. You do not want to miss this season. As the Almighty God Open your eyes. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. Hallelujah. Open your eyes. If you notice in the Bible, Jesus, a lot of the healing he did was with blind people. A lot of the healings, he did a lot of healings with blind people. Hallelujah. And when you see God is doing something, and when Jesus is doing something like that, performing miracles, a lot of miracles on blind people, he did a lot. Why? Because many times we are spiritually blind and spiritually ignorant to what the Spirit of the Lord is doing. And so sometimes that very prayer and things we are praying for, he answers us or he gives us divine instructions. And because we are spiritually blinded, we cannot perceive or we do not know what God is doing. Hallelujah. We are not so sensitive. It's difficult to be, when you're distracted, you cannot be sensitive to what the Holy Spirit is doing in our lives. You're in this world, but you're not of this world, and we must walk by the Spirit of God and not by sight. Walk by the Spirit and be sensitive to understand what this Moses saw. He looked aside when he went to the backside of the desert, and he looked, and there was a bush burning, but the bush was not consumed. God caught Moses' attention. He went to see what was happening. And it was God saying, take off your shoes, the place where you stand. It's only God. God is looking for your attention. Sometimes we get so busy in the things of life, we miss God. And then we cry out, oh, God, what is it? What is it? What is it? And God don't want you. The covenant blessings are yours. But we must be sensitive to it. To behold the beauty of the Lord, to be in the presence of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. Hallelujah. What does it mean to inquire, to ask, to be open to hear what he has to say? Inquire, ask questions, be willing. The Lord is calling you. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43 verse 19 says, behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you perceive it? Do you perceive if coming, your eyes open, or do you think it's business for you, Sean? Because I'm about to do a new thing. You see, hallelujah. He makes me lie down. The 23rd Psalm says, he makes me lie down in green pasture. Hallelujah. This is not just one green pasture. The shepherd will take the sheep to various green pastures to lie down, to eat, to rest. Not just one. Perhaps we've gotten so used to God, so we used to this one great pastor, but God said, I'm going to do a new thing. So that means God is taking you into a new pasture, somewhere that you haven't been before. Some of us have been praying for this moment and this season and this time. And God has said, behold, open your eyes. I'm about to do a new thing. I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Hallelujah. Do you not perceive that he's about to bring one of the greatest breakthroughs in your life? To catapult you to where he wants you to be at this season, you might think you're okay. But you're not okay. Are you willing to let God do this new thing? Behold, he said, look. Look, I'm about to do a new thing. You got to look at the signs of the time. Look at your environment. Look at what is happening. Be sensitive. Doing and saying. One thing about desire, when you're in the house of the Lord, when you're in his presence, he's going to open the door for you to see. And not only to see, but perceive and know that it is God who is speaking to you. Hallelujah. God wants to bless you, but are you willing? He said, I will even make a way in the wilderness. That means you, if he's going to make a way in the wilderness, he said, as sons and daughters of God, you in that wilderness, and there's no way to come out of that wilderness. And then you, he said, I will make rivers in the desert. That means the desert is dry. There's no water for you to drink. And God wants to show you. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. He wants to make a way in that wilderness of your life when you do not know whether it's left or right. There's so much confusion going on. He said, I will make a way in the wilderness. God, he is the way. He wants to make a way for you. He wants to make a way for me in the wilderness. He wants to make a way for your children. He wants to make a way for your grandchildren. He wants to make a way for you. Apostle, do you want to just stay in the wilderness? You want to be going around the circle and there's no way out of the wilderness? No. God said, behold, I'm going to do a new thing. For do you not perceive it? I hope you do. He said that I will make rivers in the desert. Think about it. That means God is going to do the impossible. He's God. Is there anything too hard for him to do? Is there anything too hard for God to do? So I'm here to tell you this afternoon, behold, God is about to do, and I'm just giving you one prayer this place. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies, Psalm 23. And then when you go to Psalm 27, hallelujah, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Hallelujah. God is chasing after you to bless you. Chasing after you to bless you so you cannot miss it. That you will receive what the thus says the Lord. Behold, I will do a new thing. Hallelujah. So we look at Psalm 54, verse 4. God is my helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. Hallelujah. Psalm 54, verse 4. Almighty God, you are my helper. You uphold my soul in the name of Jesus, friend. Almighty God, you are my helper. My helper in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord, you are my helper. I have no one to go to but to you. Hallelujah. He says, behold, I am the Lord. Is there anything too hard for me to do? Is there anything too hard for God to do? There's nothing, Lord, there's nothing too hard for you to do. Hallelujah. God wants to bless you. There's nothing hard. If you can't receive it, it's going to be hard. If you cannot hear what God is speaking. And then he says, behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. The eye, God's eye is upon us. You, if you fear him and you hope in his mercy, his eyes are upon us. Hallelujah. Eyes. His eyes are upon us. So when God is our shepherd, we under him, we under his wings. He takes care of us. He leads us. He guides us. The Bible says 1,000 shall fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand. But it shall not come near thee. Hallelujah. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Hallelujah. Behold, look and see what God wants to do for you. Behold, look at this. Look what he's done for me. What he's doing for me. Hallelujah. Praise him. Praise him for what he's done, for what he's doing in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name. We thank you for this new thing you're doing. We thank you that you even make it a way in the wilderness. We thank you, Lord, that you bring in springs in the desert, oh God. Father, we bless you for this new thing you're doing in our lives. Hallelujah, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the new thing, new favor, new. We thank you. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we give you glory and honor. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, behold, he's doing a new thing, and you are a part of this new thing he's doing, and he will empower you. You do not have to. You do not have to do anything. God is about to do it. All you have to do is to receive. Hallelujah. From the Lord. Lord, you are my light and my salvation. Lord, you are my light and my salvation. I will not fear. Jesus, you are the strength of my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you ready to receive? Are you in the right posture to receive from God? I know I am, but you get ready to receive. God told Moses, take off their shoes. The place where you stand is holy. Are we ready to take off our shoes of life? To receive supernaturally from Almighty God? Lord, take the scales off my eyes. Pray, like Apostle Saul did. He's praying. Almighty God, take the scales off my eyes. Open my eyes that I may see in the spiritual realm. Open my eyes, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Open my eyes. Abba, Father, our keeper, our friend. Hallelujah. Are you ready for your eyes to be opened? The Lord is your light. When light comes, darkness disappears. The Lord pours upon you flow of the anointing. Hallelujah. So this afternoon, I want you to pray like you've never prayed before. And let us begin to use these prayer, scriptural prayers. Lord, you are my shepherd. I will not lack anything in the name of Jesus. Can begin to pray. Lord, you are my shepherd. Almighty God, you are my shepherd. I will not lack anything in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are my shepherd. You are our shepherd. You God, we shall not lack anything. In the name of Jesus, you are our shepherd. You are our shepherd. In the name of Jesus, we have no lack, oh God. You make us lie in green pasture. Lord, you made us lie in green pasture. You had to make us. We didn't come voluntarily, but you did it, oh God. You made us in green pastures. You knew we needed rest. Hallelujah. Almighty God, we praise you. Hallelujah. You make us lie down in green pastures. You lead us beside the cool water. Hallelujah. And you restore our soul. You lead us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Yea, till we walk in the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for thou art with us. Hallelujah. Father, we bless your name. You are our shepherd. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are, oh God, oh Jesus. You are our all in all. You are the intercessor. Interceding for us right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Behold, his soul which is fitted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. Just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. We want to hear the voice. We want to open thy face, oh God, in the name of Jesus. May us, Lord, I must say, instruments of your love and peace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name, oh God, we give you glory. Hallelujah, we give you honor. Thank you, Abba Father. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, we praise your name, oh God. Hallelujah, we magnify you, oh God. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Lord, we bless you. We thank you that you are our shepherd. We thank you. You are the light of our salvation. Whom shall we fear? We thank you that you are the strength of our lives. Oh, Father, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you for making the crooked places straight. Thank you for making a way where there seems to be no way. Thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing and all that you have done. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We praise you, Almighty God. Thank you for what you're about to do. We give you glory and honor. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. His faces shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Huria masanteria kov. Do a new thing, O God. Yekuria masanteria kuya wase. Oh, karamasanteria ka. Hallelujah. We adore you. We worship you, Almighty God. Thank you, oh God, for this new thing that you're doing. We will behold you. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We give you the glory and honor as we behold you. In the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Reach out and ask the Lord to open your eyes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord is our children, light and salvation. The Lord is our spouses, light and salvation. The Lord is our light and salvation. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for this word. You will even make a way in the wilderness. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Get ready, get ready. Behold, the Lord has already done it. A new thing is happening. I pray that you receive what the Lord is speaking. Do not let it pass you by. As the Lord opened my spiritual eyes, reveal to me. Hallelujah. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful day.